Well, hello, people. Now, I wasn't going to do a video on this subject, but something new has come up, and I thought, yeah, why not? As you know, there's been a bit of a controversy over the new Bud Light sponsor. And, of course, we finally found out that the Bud Light VP happens to be a Femon. What a surprise, eh? In other words, this is the person responsible. And of course, in the interview, she uses the old buzzword, inclusive, which just means woke. And if anybody can look woke, she does. For the new ad campaign that is basically destroying the brand. These Femons are absolutely delusional. They are so toxic, they can destroy absolutely anything. I don't know, let's just think about it. Who drinks mostly Bud Light in most countries? Yeah, that's right. It's mostly males, isn't it? Kind of reminds me of the same thing Gillette did as well. And once again, I believe that was a Femon as well, responsible for that. I'll put a link to the video of this Femon talking and trying to justify this ridiculous idea. She kind of said the Bud Light was in decline for years. Funny, I used to see it everywhere, but it will be in decline now. Well, she didn't fool me at all. It was a lot of gobbledygook. Her responsibility is to advertise and make the beer popular, to be responsible to the shareholders. But instead, as usual as a Femon, she's used her feelings and emotions of what she thinks for the company. And unfortunately, that's the problem with Femons who get into politics and all places like that. They make it all about what they want, not what's good for all the people. They are so self-centered, they can't see anything else but what they want. Let's face it, they're the only species on the planet that actually marry themselves. I mean, how far up your own ass can you be to do that? And it's not a surprise that the sales of Bud Light have dropped. There's not many guys on the planet that want to be associated with the new ad campaign. Well, let's face it, there's loads of different beers out there. You wonder why a lot of businesses and places and everything seems to be in a mess. Basically, broken. It's because Femons have got into positions and are completely, absolutely delusional and in creating havoc everywhere. I believe it was 6 billion, wasn't it, or something like that Gillette lost. And I know that Bud Light's only one beer in this conglomerate company. But if I was them, I'd rename the beer because it'll always now be tainted with a bad idea. And nobody likes to drink beer with a bad idea on their heads. And anyway, Bud Light ain't all that great anyway. Peroni or Moretti beats it hands down. Christ, even Moretti's got a man on the label with a hat on and he looks real manly. So what's going to happen to this Femon VP? Well, in reality, she should be fired immediately. Because God knows how much she's going to cost the company now. At the very least, she should be demoted. In other words, she should have some accountability. But unfortunately, that probably won't happen, will it? I'll be honest, I used to drink Budweiser myself. But I kinda gone off it, even before this. And I definitely won't be drinking Bud Light ever again. Well, they'll probably tell us that it's mostly Femons that drink Bud Light. Let's face it, beer drinking is a male pursuit. It all stems back to the good old days when we used to go for a hunt for 3 days or more. And we'd come back. Not all of us came back. And we unwind by drinking alcohol. So what do you think about it, guys? What do you think should happen to this Femon VP? And how could a VP be so out of touch with reality? Unfortunately, this is happening lots of places. We just don't hear about it. At least there was one guy who wasn't afraid to show how he felt. Magic. Take it easy, fellas.